Today's up is Mem Zayim, and last year we saw the debate between Chachamim regarding if a person was struck with a blow, ended up Nafal Mishkav, sort of it looked like it was going to kill him. It sounds like he ended up recovering somewhat and then declined again. Okay, Chachamim says it was the Raglaim that Davaras clearly seems to be associated with the initial blows. So he's Chayv, and Chachamim says Pator. We brought Svaras for that initially, and then we brought a Pasuk, if you remember. I'm not sure if you heard the recording there. But that was Rem Nechemia. Now we have to understand my time with the Rabbana. What's the Shulchan Chachamim? It says now we bring Psukim. V'lo yamot, and he didn't die, v'nafal l'mishkav. Well, v'chein anan dom shim lo'amot, if he didn't die, then clearly v'nafal l'mishkav. Then clearly he's going to be somewhat incapacitated, meaning he's injured. So what's the chap there? What's the, you end up telling us, Ella, that's b'shelo amdu l'mita. Lo yamot means that the assessment was that he wasn't going to die. Not that he didn't die. Obviously, he didn't die because it's a nafal mishkav. He's been hospitalized, for example. But it means lo amdu al mita. Okay? That's when he is chayev in shevet. So I'll just show you here. This is in the Korban Eidah in the middle of the Ramach Le'amot. But he says, aval amdu al mita, if however he was assessed to die, which is going to explain soon, then kvar niftar min shevet. He's patur shevet to him le'merabi minei. Be chayev. Cap for a capital offense and mammon at the same time, specifically regarding the same person, quite clearly. Despite the fact he might get recover after patur mimita and patur mita patur nami mishevet, because mishmaya we say Hashem, if you like, mishmaya rachmi aleya. Okay, that's step number one. We still haven't got to the vision of chachamim yet that we're interested in. Fine. However, in b'shalom dual mita, if he wasn't assessed to die, I mean it wasn't considered a failed blow. Then yakum, in that situation, would we really have to say only if he gets up and walks around, then he would then the maker would not be chayev. Haim lo kam chayev. But if the implication is if the person didn't get up and walk around, the person who struck him be chayev. But one second, we just said the assessment was it wasn't a fatal blow. So if he was okay and then declined and died, then it might not necessarily associated with it. Ella no ba'amdu b'sha'amdu al mita. That's exactly the case we're talking about. This is where we're trying to get Chachamim. We're amdu al mita initially, and then he declined. Sorry, start again. He was declined, I thought it was going to kill him. Then he recovered and then declined again. That's when we say, that's when you be chayev, which is exactly the shit of Chachamim. Yafe. Now the Gemara says, im damu al mita b'dak tiv rak shivto bat v'yiten rapo yirapeh. Now here's a kasha on everybody. If the initial step was that this was a fatal blow and he was going to die, and then Imra Maklis recovered, then why should he pay him ripui? Why would he pay? As we explained before in the Korban Aida, that initially he was assessed to, if you like, it was a fatal blow and it was assumed it was going to be Chayav Mita. Why should it be Chayav Mita and Mammon? But it seems to be, based on what we're understanding now, Abdul the Mita, and he recovers, Rakshito, so he has to pay. So here there are two ways to understand it. Rav Hillel says, B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yakish, Chiddush Mikra Hu Shiten. It's a Chiddush in the Torah that in this situation he has to pay. Show you the Korban Eidah. He says, Chiddushu, Migzerat HaKatavu, Af Agav Yevad Yatzam Beitin Zakai, Shaloli Ten Shevet, Afilo Hachi Kishil Chayav. It's a chiddush in the Torah, despite the fact that initially Yatzame Beit Din Chayav, meaning this looked like it was going to be a fatal blow. And therefore, Beit Din said, you have to pay Shevet. Nonetheless, Rak Shito Yitan, Rapo Yerapeh, you have to pay the Shevet nonetheless if he happens to recover and Rachmeh Min Shemayim. So it's a chiddush. However, Rabbi Aval says, B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanin, no. Omed Shel Tawut Haita. The fact that he recovered, it is clear that the initial estimation or assessment was incorrect. So therefore, when we said it's part of Shevet, that was a mistake. Now it's Chayav B'Shevet. Now there's a big difference between the two. Because the first assessment says, yes, indeed, he should be part of Shevet. But the Chiddush is that if he recovers, oh, now we're Mechayiv him. That's a Chiddush specifically, despite the fact that normally we say, oh, you can't Mechayiv him two punishments. Initially, he would have been Patur because we thought it was going to kill him. Chiddush is what the Torah says. However, Rabbi Yossi is being Rabbi Yossi Mechanina says, no, the whole thing, you don't need to say the Chiddush. It's quite clear for recover, the first mistake was incorrect, so it was never part of Mshevet at all. So Gemara says, my Mafki B'nei, and what's a Nafki between the two? Because in any case, both of them agree that if, again, it was assessed to be a fatal blow and then recovers, he has to still have to pay Shevet. What's a Nafka, Nafka Mina? Hekel meshayavar chachich b'mat. That is if he throws him a fatal blow, he ends up recovering and then declines again. Okay? In that situation, that's when we say, that's enough gamina. And according, this is really working with Rabbi Nechemiah, because Rabbi Nechemiah says in that situation, if it was a fatal, it looked like a fatal blow, then he recovers and then he declines. Rabbi Nechemiah says, patur, patur, or sharaglaim ledavar is what we said in the Mishnah, but really for Chachamim. So, manda mechidush, the chidush that says it's a chidush, mikra ushiyitem. When he's healing, when he's in that middle stage, then the Torah says you should give, he has to pay. Natan, then Natan, lo Natan, mashu yiten. So if he gave during that healed period, that was a chiddush, the Torah has to pay, then he's paid. However, if he then declined, we're left with a bit of a question according to this understanding. Meaning it was decline, recovering, oh, chiddush, the Torah, now you've got to pay shevet, and then declined. If he hasn't yet paid, do we still have to pay? I'll show you the Korban in the middle of the Maran Hekel Me Mashaita. Says, because you've got two ways to understand it, according to, if you say it's a gzerat hakatuv. Because is a gzerat hakatuv that he should pay, mashu achshav chai, but in other words, in that period when he was recovering, we say, oh, no, that the chiyuv is engaged. Aval lichbid de patu mimita b'pnei shu safek, or imach mar olo, and af mishevet patu de imotzi misafek. Or do we say that really, now that it's declined, it's a safek, really a position of Rebbe Nechemiah, whether it's makar rishona, that's why he says you feel like a patur. So therefore, you know, you can't extract the funds misafek. So that's the position of, once again, with the corner of Nechemiah that he'd be patur from it at the end, you know, like if it was a fatal blow recovery and then declining into death. Do we say, and the at the point of recovery, it's a chiddush has to pay. So if the chiddush has to pay, then of course, if he paid at that time. But if he declined, it's a suffix without the pay. Well, it's a question. We don't know what the story is. However, manda ama omed ushulta utaya, according to the shita that says the reason why it's the pay in that recovery period because of the, it's like galui milta, like it's clear that the first assessment was incorrect. If he hasn't lo natan, if he hasn't paid, well, clearly ain't a rim shonatan, because now that he's declined again, it's clear that the initial assessment was correct, if you like, that he declined. Because it sort of went up and down and up and, you know, like, it, fine. However, natan maushito. However, if, he, again, because this is not based on the chiddush, it's based on our understanding of the original assessment being incorrect. So the question is, now that it's, if let's say in the immediate period, in the intermediate period, he ended up paying. Because the assumption was the original assessment was incorrect, and because it's ta'utu, that's why he's chayav. So he's handed over the money to the family, and then what happens? The person ends up dying. Can he get his money back? Okay, because we say that oh, it was clearly making a mistake in assessment, so therefore we shouldn't have given him the money because even the middle assessment was a mistake. Or do we say that nearly now it's still a safek, so therefore ein motzi me'amam me'safek? That's enough committed between the two. Yefeh. Gemara says, Matnita Nasai le Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. Also, I missed a bit. Matnita Nasai le Din min Nasai le Din. That we've got brightness to support both Rabbi Shimon Malakish and Chanina. So let's go through them. Many Rabbi Shimon Chanina who says that the reason why if the person was given like what we thought was a fatal blow and recovers, you have to pay Shevet. That's because it was a ta'ut. It's clear that the original assessment was correct. Amdua l'chayim. Let's say it was assessed to be that he was going to live. The met, and then he dies. What do we look at? Mishiach bid. We look at Mishiach bid, meaning the fact that he declined Mishiach bid now means now he's patur. So the fact that we look at the time Mishiach bid now that he's patur, hada amra omed shel ta'utaita. It's clear that now, since we're looking at the now Mishiach bid, it's saying that initially when we thought he was going to survive was a ta'ut, and therefore he's patur. Because in Tema Chidush, if you say that the Chiyuv is because of a Chidush, Mikrahu, then it should be that, okay, in the beginning, we thought he was healthy, meaning he thought he was going to survive, and the Chidush already engaged that Chiyuv to pay, so therefore, Mishayah v'Rishana should be Chayiv. Okay, so let's look at it again. So that brighter seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole Chiyuv switches is because the later facts reveal the fact that my original assessment is correct. So we just said the case is, if someone was, they thought it was going to survive, and then died. And the Gemara says, "Made by Mezir Mechabid," meaning we look at the fact he declined, and therefore he's patur. So that means that the now is revealing what we thought in the beginning was a mistake, and therefore that's beautiful. That's Shita Rabbi Chanina. That's based on a taut. Because again, I'm just saying it once again outside. Because if it's the whole chiyuv of paying shevet is based on a chiddush, then that chiddush was already engaged in the beginning when we said that we thought it was going to survive. So therefore, it should be chayiv. Yeah, fair. I'm explaining most like the Kromanada. Let's look at the next case. Mani Masara Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Now, however, Rabbi Shimon Lakish is of the opinion that the reason why if he thought he was going to die and then he recovers, he now has to pay, is because it's a chiddush, some chiddush in the Torah that normally we say kimele rabbeinu. So in the first instance, again, chiyuv mitzvah tishlam yibi patur. Nonetheless, Rav Pori, you have to pay if he starts recovering. However, so what has to support his position? Because it's amdua lamita v'chaya. Again, this is a case we thought it was going to die and he recovers and then dies again. Eimata monim, when do we assess? It says monim lo mishyach bid. Now, monim achbid doesn't make sense. Monim lo mishyach bid, because if he's going to die, obviously you don't have to pay. So the Amr of Yossi, late kam mishyach bid, it must be mishyakel. We look at it from when he starts, I mean, the chiyuv from mishyakel, the shevi have to pay from the time he starts recovering. Ah, if that's the case, Hada Amr, that may support a position that it's a chidoshu mikrahu. Because the assessment point is from when he starts recovering at that point in time in history. Because it's a chiddush that now we have to, the shevet has to pay, the fact that the guy can't go to work. That's why it makes sense is from the time he starts, like that intermediate period when he started recovering. Because in tema omed shel ta'ut haita, because if you say that it's an omed shel ta'ut, eino no ten, and this is a gyusa change, eino no ten, sheme yamut. Because why? Because if it's based on the chiyuv only gets engaged when the person starts when a person recovers, is because it reveals the fact my initial assessment was incorrect, then the fact that he starts recovering, I shouldn't have to start paying yet, because I need to know with certainty that he will very much recover to know my initial assessment is indeed incorrect. So therefore, it should be, Shema, you've got to wait, maybe ad shiyamut, until he dies, or until he recovers. Okay? Yeah, fair. Okay, let's continue. So that's the debate, a very fascinating debate, hara sugya, I think, regarding if, again, the initial assessment is going to die, and he recovers, why is it with chayiv him shevet? Is it because of chiddush, or is it because the original assessment is considered null and void? Okay, let's continue. Hikala al yado. Let's say someone hits it, he's got struck on the hand, and it shrivels, the tendons and everything, injures him in such a way that he can't use his hand. And the five elements of compensation, you have to pay, there's tzar, nezek, rishu, boshet, but one of them, as we said, is nezek. Okay, so nezek is the fact that before he had a usable hand and now he can't use his hand. How does that impact his value on the slave market? That's how we work it out. So Amar, but in this situation, Amar Asya, ani mekata yadei, I can sever, if you like, some of these tendons and it will recover. Chaya, maushin de meyad, do I still have to pay nezek now? Because now at the time of the damage, he has a hand that cannot be used. So that impacts his value. But if the doctor says, look, I can do this, new research, groundbreaking surgery, I can sever some of these tendons and stuff, and he'll get recover completely the hand, do I now not need to pay nezek? So Gemara says, Nishmin and we can learn from the following. There's two different psukim, one referring to both talking about two people fighting, but one where the damage was done to the woman who's a bystander, inadvertently, and now that's kinatsu. And the other one is kiyarvu, and they're fighting and they're punching one another. That's then when the damage is done directly. So the Gemara is him miriva him mimatsut. So my tamalum, why we're talking about, why does the lashon change kinatsu and kiyarvu? So the Gemara says, you got kiyarvu beginning at soon. This was sort of the nazir, but sure, Gisa takes this part out. In other words, it should say basically kiyarvu in both cases, kinatsu in both cases. Ela tina mitkaven al she'enu mitkaven ve'she'enu mitkaven mitkaven. It's the connected with psukim. I should just show the commentators to fill in a bit of the gaps here. It says Parsha Kiravun Ketuv, because in that pasuk talks about Ripui Shevet, which medicinal like is medical fees and a compensation for Shevet, the fact he can't do work. And that pasuk is talking about, as we said, Mitkaven, they were intending to hurt one another. On the Parsha Kinatun talk about Nezek Tsar. Nezek is again the impact to his value, and Tsar is a pain, and the other ones are bullshit as well. But Ayrbisha and that Enomishkav, Enomitkaven. Okay. And therefore, the land changing to teach you that the elements of compensation in one case apply to both cases, right? That's what it's saying. You've got Nezek and Tsar in one, and Shevet and Neshevet and Ripui and Shevet in the other, and the two psukim are meant to be connected to one another. So it's usually in both cases, whether it's mitkaven or ain't mitkaven, those elements of compensation needed to be paid. That's the point of the Gemara. So Gemara says, "Well, nicha at adam mitkaven al she'enu mitkaven." I can understand the pasuk to teach that that which applies mitkaven applies to ain't mitkaven. Mitkaven im mitkaven mitkaven. But the other way, you didn't need to do that. What do you mean you need to do that? Why do I need to split? Why do I need to split these ideas in two different psukim? I could have just taught it all these four elements of conversation on Einu Mitkaven. And if you chay this four elements of conversation, didn't intend to do the damage, kavachomer on the shit that you needed to do the damage. So why did it split across the two? So Elakeni must be the referring to our case. He kaul yado b'tzavat. In other words, like the case where he hit him on the hand and he injured the hand, and the doctor says, "I'm asked in mikta if I can do some surgery. Chai, it's going to recover." Maushin demayad. That's our question. So kamadam chidush hu mikra shiiten. Just as in our sugya we've been doing till now, to say in the case where he gave the person like this what we thought was a fatal blow was going to kill him. And then he recovered. We said, according to the Shita, this is again according to the Shita Resh Lakish, that it's a chiddush. So this is why this. Okay, sorry, it's a chiddush that he's chayev. Nonetheless, despite the fact, again in the beginning, you normally say kimlin, but the rabbanei since he's chayev miti doesn't have touch lumin. Nonetheless, it's an absolute chiyuv. That nonetheless, you still have to pay shevet. So to here, come out. Yeah, it's kamada to my chidush mikra hu shiten demay, change the word, shivto, kol chidush mikra hu shiten demay, and yad. So to hear too in our case as well, despite the fact the doctor says I can save his hand by doing all this surgery and all this, you know, it's going to be a 6 month process, whatever it is. Nonetheless, the chidush is that the chiyuv of nezek has to be paid immediately for the hand. Okay, so we've learned from the fact of the case, again, I'll just say it outside because it's quite tricky sugyas today. Again, in the case, in the initial case we learned before we started the sugya, if someone gives someone a fatal blow, right? Normally we say you should be patur from shevet because you thought it was going to kill him. And then imagine, miraculously recovers, chiddush of the Torah, according to Resh Lakish it was, chiddush of the Torah is that, nonetheless, chiddush of the Torah is still to pay shevet. So that's a novelty. But we're connecting the psukim that connect shevet all the way to nezek, if you like. The case of Kinatsu and Kiravun to teach that even with Nezek you have such a chiddush. What's a chiddush? That if there's such a Nezek that's performed, the person loses full, like his hand shrivels up, he's nothing he can do with his hand. Despite the fact later you might be able to do some medical procedure to rehabilitate it, the chiddush is you still have to pay Nezek. It's engaged at that point in time. So the chiddush by one is applied to another chiddush in the other. Okay. Let's continue. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Shal, so Rabbi Yitzchak Damora tries to learn similar dinim that we learned previously, but in a different way. Rabbi Yitzchak Shal, amdua l'chaim, umet. Let's say he thought he was going to live, and then he dies. What do we say now? Do we say that it's a umet ta'utu? Meaning, and therefore, umet ta'utu is patur from Shevet and all these things. Initially, you were chayim Shevet because you thought it was going to live. And then he ended up declining and died. Do we say it's umet ta'ut? Or do we know? Or we say no. But derech ha'chayim lamet. People die, you know, everyone dies eventually, so maybe it's who says it's based on a wrong assessment? Maybe the person just this time had come. So, the Gemara says, Rak shivto yiten. In other words, Rak shivto is a mute. Rak shivto means you only have to pay Shevet, meaning in a situation where there's a suspect, what really, if it was a result of the death or not, like in this situation where he was alive and then declined, we don't really know what the cause is. Rak shivto, you still pay shevet. That's a chiddush here. In other words, l'chaim and eventually met, rak shivto, you've still got to pay shevet. Next, Rabbi Yisrael Amdu Alamita, what if you thought it was going to die and end up recovering? Now, that's the case we've been seeing before. That's Rav Chanina and that's Rish Lakish. Is it Chiddush or is it Omdom Ta'ot? However, he asked the question. The Gemara says, initially he thought he was going to die and then recovers. Do we say that, oh, It's a omed b'taut again. Or do we say ein derech meitin l'chayot? Or do we say it was a good assessment? This person was given fatal blow. Such a people wouldn't normally recovered. Ein derech l'chayot. It must be sort of miraculous, rachli mishamayim or something like that. Gemara says mekemen dechtiv rav shito yiten rapo yirapeh chayv leten shevet v'ripui. Once again, we say that despite in even if the situation where we're not sure about the chiyuv mita really is in the picture or not. Nonetheless, you're still going to pay the ripui. Okay, that's the same type of thing. Okay, let's continue. Now, this halacha d'alin. Let's say someone intended to kill an animal and he ended up killing a person. Okay, in these situations, it's actually interesting. I'll just read the korbanot because it's kind of important here. We're going to say patur at the end of the day. And it says, Haya adam omed etzel be'ema. There was a man by an animal, and the person, got his. Arrow or a gun or if like vindicare, and he wanted to kill the animal and he ended up killing the man. He's patur. Why? Because when the person, when he was warned saying, don't shoot, you're going to kill that person. Envy says, yeah, I understand. But Amar Yodani, I understand that person's next to animal is a Baal Brit. And nonetheless, I'm going to kill him because I know that if I, so now I'm still going to shoot the animal and I accept the fact that I've killed the person, I will be chayav mita. Nonetheless, he's not chayv mita. Why? Because it's a hatrat safek. Shem, because in other words, we do, because hatrat safek means he was aiming for the animal. We don't know if he was going to kill the person. Okay, so that's why it is there was a not chayv. So similarly, it continues if he aimed to kill a nochri and he killed an Israel, or a nefalim wanted to kill a nefel, which is a nefel is not chayv if you kill a nefel because it's already if he's dead. Ben came and killed someone who was alive, almost a pator. Let's continue. Now, he wanted to hit the person on the loins. It wasn't enough to kill the person. And the guy moved or something and ended up hitting him on the person's heart. And that location that he hit him had enough to kill him. Ali Bol, then he is ever met. We say the Girsa in the Mishnah is pator. Now, you'll see in a moment. The reason is, I'll just show you the Korban Eidah says, ba'inan, we need two. You need an intent to kill, and you have to have also the capacity to kill to be chayv, meaning the blow. So next, nitkaven, you want to hit him on the heart, on the chest. Vayabok, and it had enough to kill. And hayalibo, valcha, and it ended up missing, and the guy moved and hit him on his loins, which is the sides. And it did, and importantly, the girsa of the Mishnah is v'lo haya bo kedel amit al motnav. It didn't have enough to kill him there, and the guy somehow ended up dying anyway, also patur, because it has to be capacity in the blow and intent to kill. Let's continue. Nitkaven la'akot et agadol. You tried to hit an adult, v'lo haya bo, and it didn't have enough to kill the adult. V'halacha la'elakata, and somehow in the whatever he ended up hitting a child and had enough to kill the child. The kiddush can also vemet, vemet also be patur. Again, because there was an intent to kill at all when he was throwing the punt, for example. He wanted to hit a katan, and vayabokan and enough to kill the katan. Valcha ended up going and hitting a gadol, and really for an adult that shouldn't have killed the person. Vayabokan at a gadol, and the gadol ended up dying. Then once again, it's patur, same reason we've said. Nikamana wanted to hit the guy on the side, on the loins. And enough to kill. And end up hitting his chest. Hey, once again, says in that situation, the met, in that Mishnah says that situation, you're chayev. Okay? Had enough to kill, intent to kill, fits together, even though we end up hitting the different location. Both locations had enough to kill. His intent was to kill, he's chayev. He wanted to kill the adult, had enough to kill him, and end up hitting, and had enough to kill the gadol, and end up hitting the katan. Same thing. But met he'd be chayev. Now, because had enough to blow, had enough to strike, wanted to kill with that blow, and ended up killing someone. So, Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilin. So, what this is talking about, this is a diuk on the Reisha. The Reisha says if he wanted to kill an animal and killed a person, he'd be patur. Mashma, if you wanted to kill a person and he killed a different person, he'd be chayav. Now we're saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, he says in that situation, you would be patur in that situation as well. Fine. You'll see, we'll flesh this out in the Gemara. Let's continue. Someone threw a stone, he had enough to kill. Himitzer killed that person, v'shiberet kelav, and also broke his kelim. So there's two ways to understand the question. According to the Pnei Moshe, he says the question is I know kimle is if I'm chayiv to one person nefashot and mammon for the same person, that's your partner for mammon. But if that it's nefashot to one person and mammon to the other, am I chayiv mammon or not? That's the way he understands the question. However, Korbanet kind of ties it a bit differently. He says, I'll show you here, really interesting. He says, this is really working off Rabbi Shimon the Mishnah. I'll just show you inside. Nitkaven la'rog et zeh varaget zeh o pator. According to him, you want to kill Reuven, you kill Shimon, you're pator. So therefore, zarak even sheyesh bo kedei la'mit. Nitkaven la'rog et zeh. You want to kill, throw the stone and kill Reuven. But, and he didn't want to break any kelim. And he killed Zeh, and he also broke Kalim. Ma, what's it in? Mi dami nitkaven roget Zeh, varaget Zeh. Is it just like trying to kill one person and you killed another person, and in that situation, you're patur? Or do we not say that? Now that you've hit Kalim, you're nichayav and Kalim. Like, is it the same as, you know, one person, now you're patur? Or you aiming for one person, you hit Kalim, now you're nichayav. Or dilma v'adam Torah im nitkaven Zeh patur. Aval Kalim, maybe Kalim's different. Okay, you got another warning here. Sorry. Chizkiah Sha'al. I'll try and get Mr. Shemer should be fine. Chizkiah Sha'il Zarik et ha'Even v'lo haya bo kedei la'mit. He threw a stone, he didn't have enough to kill. They emit emitted Zeh v'shiber et kelav shel Zeh. Again, same type of question. He threw a stone, v'lo haya, he didn't have enough to kill. Didn't have enough to kill. Okay. V'shiber et kelav shel Zeh. And he broke the kelim. B'zeh chidesh hakatuv b'zeh lo chidesh. Similar type of questions. Do we have the same chidesh? I guess I'm sort of kind of explaining this if you like. I'll just show you here the Korban Eidah. Korban Eidah says, Nimtza she'inu chayv mita. He's not chayv mita. But leke lamemra, and there's no kelim ramele. But umi bayilei be'im tenso ba'bayi kamaita te'ika mita patur. Because there's mita, he's patur. Again, this is according to Korban Eidah. That because there's mita, you're patur on kelim. Is it like mitat chayve mitot shogigim that you're pturim batashlumim if they come together? Hachinami afilu mita lazev batashlumim. Despite the fact there's mita for this person and shumi on this one, imit gaven you'd still be patur. Or Dilma no, dai lefotor heichad ikam mita, aval heichad leika mita chay batashlumim shelze. In other words, we can have situations where you're patur for mita, okay, but you're still patur for mammon. For example, if he kills b'shogeg, he's also be patur for mammon. Do we say the same thing here as well? That because you're patur for mita lo haya b'kedei la'mit and you broke the kelim. So again, I'll just show you. Just read the words inside. Chizkiah Sha'al zarak the even v'lo haya bo kedei la'mit, and nonetheless he was emit because it wasn't haya b'mit. So he's patur according to the Mishnah. But, and do we say also, okay, there's another situation where if you like chil mita shogeg in your patur, and therefore your patur of mita shlomim, which is kind of fits with Pei Moshe, we're talking about chil mita shlomim or not? Or do we say no, you're only patur mita shlomim, but in this situation you're not chay mita at all. There's no chil mita inside at all. So if you're chay, therefore you'd be chay for kelim. Again, b'zeh chadosh shekato b'zeh lo chidesh. So it left the question. So Amrav Shimon ilim debei Rebbe, afilu nitkaven roget zeh varaget zeh patur. We saw this in the Mishnah. This is Shita Rebbe, that even if you intend to kill one person, to kill another person, you patur. Va'ati debe Rebbe k'Rebbe Natan. Datani b'shem Rebbe Natan haya omed betzad siya. Let's say this is the biggest chiddush now. You can be in front of a whole lot of people. Shel b'nei Adam. Amar, he says, I'm intending to kill one of you. And in the cover, it says, again, siya b'nei Adam omer lacham mihem ani mitkaven la'arog. Even if you want to kill one person and end up hitting another person, you see it'd be patur. The chiddush is as follows. The korban says, that's a continuation. In other words, if someone says, I'm going to shoot one of you, or I'm going to kill one of you, and throw something into them and kills one of them, that's not enough. That's still considered like, according to Shita Rebbe, or Rebbe Shimon, I should say. It's like I wanted to kill one person, I killed another, because it seems to be Rabbi Shimon needs express intent to kill the victim of the murder to be chayav. Fine. Let's start the Mishnah. Let's say you got one murder that's mixed up with a whole lot of others. We have to understand what the case or who these other people are. That will lead to the Gemara. In that situation, all Pturim, you cannot kill them. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kosin Rotavi, you do lock them up." Well, we can't be talking about innocent people he's mixed up with, because a nekipa means we lock them up and effectively find extra legal ways of killing them. We'll discuss this according to the kippah show here. Because you sort of don't give them much food and give them barley, ends up killing them. This is I'm sure you're familiar with this, but if not, I'm conscious of the time, so we'll leave it to next time. Let's say you've got a mixture of people that are chayv mitah. Then you don't know, you can't remember who was who to get what different mitah. You've given them a makil mitah. So example is niskalim b'nisrafim. If you've got skila and sreifa, a group of people, some chayv skila, some chayv sreifa. The b'shemra, you give skila, shat sreifa, because sreifa is chamorah. This is like the debate we saw. And Chachamim says you don't have a sreifa, no, you give him sreifa because skila is more chamor. Amar Rabbi Shimon says ilo lo haita sreifa chamorah. If sreifa wasn't chamor, lo ninah la ba'kon, she's enough. We know that if a betrothed woman is chayv skila, if she has an affair, a bat kohen, you give a sreifa, mashma, sreifa is more chamor. However, Amar lo ilo lo haita skila chamorah lo ninah megadef lo avdei avodah zarah. He says no, skila must be chamor, because that's a punish. You give someone curses, Hashem, and there's avodah zarah. What extreme punishment. Skila is going to be the more chamor one. So again, mixture of skill and sreifa, whichever is a more may kill, according to Rishita, that's a mitzvah you give to all these individuals. However, ne'aragim b'chanakim, or at herig and chenek, by the sword of strangulation, Mishimot says, as we've seen before, saif is a more may kill, and whereas chachamim say it is the chenek. All right, have a Pesach kasher v'sameach. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue on Cholamoed. Well,
Maybe we can a little later on
a little
Cholamoed.
later. All right, I'll put it on the group. I'll put it on the group.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Moshe.
Hakashiva
Appreciate it.
something.